Hello, this is Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. We're here at Family Weekend here at Dominican University of California, Creekside. It's an exciting day. Parents are here this weekend to see their children, see what Dominican's all about, along with yesterday, Friday afternoon, having convocation, awarding all the very smart academic children here at Dominican, 3.5 and above, two semesters in a row. That is off the hook. Fantastic. Here in Creekside, we have a couple clubs. We have Dominican Rec Sports, along with Barowski School of Business and Institute for Leadership Studies, along with Global Education. They're out here, you know, showing what the parents, what Dominican has for their children here. Hopefully we can get some of these parents on so they can hear, learn about Dominican here today. Tune in. We'll be back with a parent interview here at radio.dominican.edu.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to radio.dominican.edu. Today is family weekend, and I am here. I'm Zoe. I'm here with Mark, and he is a parent at Dominican. So he, where are you from, Mark?
Sacramento, California.
Sacramento. So not too far away.
Nope.
Not too far. So for me, I'm a freshman here. I came from North Idaho. Yeah,
oh, wow.
A long trek. So what made you hear about Dominican for your child?
Our daughter was looking for a school to go to, and her and her mother went to a bunch of different schools,
mm-hmm.
and she really liked Dominican. A lot, so that,
mm-hmm.
that was her choice.
Yeah, were there any other schools she was looking at? By any
There were a few, but Dominican stood out
above
all the others for her.
Yeah, what were your main reasons that you preferred your daughter to come to Dominican over the other universities?
It's a little bit smaller school,
mm-hmm.
Very nice neighborhood. It's a safe environment, and the fact that she really enjoyed her Dominican experience when she came to visit. So.
Yeah, I agree. So when I did my visit, I did it last November, and I came because I play volleyball. I stayed with the volleyball team. I actually stayed with Kate, and my parents said the same thing. They loved that it was a small school because our class sizes are great. It's about 20 to 30 kids per professor, which gives you a lot of one-on-one time with them. And then I like the weather here. I mean, I'm surprised it's raining this weekend. We don't get that a lot. I don't know how you feel about the rain, but yeah. So what's your child's name?
Rebecca.
Rebecca.
Mm-hmm.
And she is a psychology major?
Yes.
She is. What year is she?
She's a freshman.
She's a freshman as well.
Yeah.
Awesome. Does she live at, do you know if she lives in Pinafore or Fanjo?
She does. She's in Pinafore.
Oh, interesting. Well, thank you for joining us today. It was nice to have you for a couple minutes. It could be kind of intimidating, but I hope you enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Well, thanks for having us.
You're welcome. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to radio.dominican.edu. We will be back with more parent
Hey, guys, you're listening to radio.dominican.edu. This is Kate here at Parents Weekend. We just interviewed Mark, and now I'm here with his wife, Yvonne. Hi, Yvonne.
Hello.
So your husband just talked about your daughter, Rebecca, and you said she's a psychology major. Is Rebecca your first child?
Yeah, she's our only.
She's your first? Okay, so I was the first child, too. How are you about her leaving the nest? Like, how did you deal with that? How are you doing?
That's been a challenge.
Been a challenge?
Yeah.
You guys
it's quite an adjustment.
Yeah.
And stuff like that, and letting go and letting her spread her wings. But it's very exciting for her.
Good.
So.
Do you guys visit up here a lot? Because you're from Sacramento, I know. So do you guys come up a lot?
We've probably been about once a month. And
once
then
a month.
She's come home once a month.
Once
too,
a month.
So.
Oh, that's good. So it's not too far, but far enough.
right.
So I know that this is Parents Weekend. So do you guys have anything fun planned for the weekend? Do anything special?
Last night we went to the haunted houses in San Leandro. So we took my daughter Rebecca and her roommate Kelsey and her friend.
Oh, that's fun.
Over there, and they have like two haunted houses.
Oh my gosh.
One that's like pitch black dark.
Oh my gosh.
When you have a flashlight, and then the other one is fairy tales, I think it was.
Oh my gosh. How do you stomach that? Was it scary?
So yeah, I was the leader of the pack.
You were the leader? you, you led everyone through.
And they
the
were
brave
the
soul.
Girl. The girls were all like
huddled together,
clasped arm in arm, going
through the
haunted house.
Oh my gosh! I can
like
barely
that.
Get through a scary movie. I don't know how you got through a whole haunted house.
So that was fun.
Oh my gosh! So. All right. So what else? Anything else? You guys have anything else fun planned?
We're heading to Tiburon.
Oh, Tiburon's beautiful.
Yeah, and so we're heading over there. And then the girls are going to Rocky Horror Picture Show tonight in San Francisco. So,
do you know if your daughter has any special Halloween plans or what she's going to be for Halloween?
Last night she was Ghostbusters.
Oh, that's a good one.
And then I'm not sure exactly. And I think that's what she's going to be for.
Tonight, yeah.
Not tonight, because she's supposed to dress like a maid or something.
For the Rocky Horror Picture
right,
Show, yeah.
Right, and then on Halloween, I guess their floor or something is going out trick-or-treating, and she'll be Ghostbusters again.
Yeah, I think one of the cool things here at Dominican is that the RAs have trick-or-treating, so they can go, you could trick-or-treat in, like, the neighborhood, but you can also do it from door-to-door at all the RAs, because they'll have a bunch of candy, and they're super nice and super awesome. All right, well, thank you for coming on the show. So nice to hear about your Halloween weekend plans. Hope you guys have a good one. This is Kate, and we're here at Parents Weekend, and you're tuning in to radio.dominican.edu.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to Penguin Radio on this fine, rainy day. Today, I am here doing live interviews on Family Weekend in the Creekside Room. Today I have Natalia. She is a freshman at Dominican, and I am going to ask her a couple questions. So my first question is, Natalia, where are you from?
I'm from San Diego, California.
San Diego. So what made you want to venture up to Northern California and choose Dominican?
I've been in San Diego all my life, so I wanted something new. Mm-hmm. And this is a good school for nursing. So
you're
really
a nursing major. Yeah. Interesting. Did you look at any other universities before?
I did, but I wanted to go to a small school, mm-hmm. and so this kind of was, like, the only really option.
Yeah, that makes sense. So do you have your car here? Did you end up driving?
I didn't, no.
You didn't. How are you adjusting with the 8 hours away from home and the not having a car?
Obviously, freshman year is going to be a little rough, especially the first semester, but it's college. That's what we're here for, is supposed to adjust, so... It's been fun so far.
Yeah. How is your first semester is going well?
Yeah.
Do you like your professors? Are you
for the most part, yeah. but
are you
professors are good.
How is nursing school going? I hear it can be kind of challenging, but is it going well for you?
It's a big program here, and so there's a lot of people to help you with it. Mm-hmm. So like I have my roommate is a nursing major. Like, it's not uncommon to have a lot of friends who are nursing majors. So it's really easy because we have a lot of the same classes. Mm. So we'll study together. We'll, you know, it's kind of easier that way.
Yeah. And for those of you who do not attend Dominican, it's a really close-knit community. It's easy to get a group of friends together, go to the library and study. We also have a lot of tutoring options available. So if you're interested, come on down to Dominican, take a visit. So I wanted to thank Natalia for joining me today for this quick little interview, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day. And you're listening to radio.dominican.edu, broadcasting live from Creekside Room. Thank you.
Hey, this is Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. I'm Kat, and I'm here to interview some people that are coming to Parent Weekend today. And this is Lexi, one of the students here. What class are you in, Lexi?
What class?
Like year.
Year?
Are you a junior?
I'm a junior here at Dominican.
Okay, cool.
So my third year here.
So what are you doing here today?
Today I'm helping you guys out at Penguin Radio, my favorite internet radio, the one and only Penguin Radio.
Oh, yeah.
And it is family weekend. All the families are coming here, you know, enjoying their time with their children. You know, they're all crying because they haven't seen them in days, you know.
In days. Yeah, it's kind of rainy out today, though.
Yeah, it definitely is indeed rainy. It's been worse.
Yeah, no. It's nice because we don't get much rain here, do we?
Yeah, it's good because we are in a drought, so we need this rain. We need continuous rain. I love the rain. I love this weather. I like being cold. I don't like being hot at all. I'm a huge being cold. I can wear shorts every day and not worry about getting sweaty.
That's good. All right, well, there's lots of parents in here right now, but we're going to try to coax someone in to have an interview with us. Or after this break.
Hey guys, we're back. My name's Kate and I'm here with Serena today. We're at the Creekside Room on Family Weekend. You're listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. Okay, Serena, so you're a freshman.
Yes.
Is that right? Okay,
yes.
So where are you from?
I'm from Santa Clarita, California. That's near Six Flags, California.
Oh, so do you like roller coasters?
I do.
You do. Big fan. See, I can't. It's too... I can, but I can't, but it's fun, but not... You know what I mean?
Yeah, I totally get you. Totally get you.
Anyway, so what are you studying here?
I'm a music major.
Music major. Okay, yeah. I overheard you guys talking, and you actually performed in Soul Candy. What do you play?
I didn't perform in Soul Candy. I actually performed at the Convocation yesterday.
Convocation. Okay, yeah. That's way cooler.
I'm a flute player. I've been playing for 12 years.
Really? Oh, my gosh. So what got you started? What interested you? Like, why'd you start playing flute?
My mom made me.
Oh, your mom made you. So did it start off with, my mom's making me do this, and then it kind of grew into a passion of yours?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah? Yeah.
Wow, that's great. So what else do you do? Any other hobbies? Just flute? Just what do you, like, what drew you to Dominican? To like the music program or?
Actually, when I first came to Dominican, I was undeclared.
Really?
Yeah. And then I was offered a scholarship for music and I didn't want to stop playing. I was a minor originally, and then so I switched to a major. But I was drawn to Dominican for the small community. And when I stepped onto campus for the first time, I was like, okay, this is going to be my home for the next 4 years. It was introduced to me by one of my Spanish teachers.
Really?
And her son was actually the president here.
Really?
So her son went here, and that's how I was introduced to this school.
Wow. That's awesome. How long ago was he the president? Like recently?
Within the last 5 years, I think.
What was his? Do you know his name by any chance?
Mark Lewis.
I don't know. Hopefully, maybe I've heard of him, but I haven't. But that's so cool that you heard. I actually have the craziest story, too. I heard of him. I heard of Dominican because my uncle lives here, and then I was on a plane ride, and then I was on the flight with the Dominican volleyball team, and then the coach was like, oh, like, when I was, like, 13, she's like, oh, like, come see your school. I was like, okay, cool. And then, like, little did I know, 5 years later, I come back on the campus, and I had the same reaction. It was so beautiful, the weather, the leaves, everything just was so beautiful. I felt so safe, especially walking down our main street. It's like a picture. It's so beautiful.
Yeah.
And I'm from Arizona, so I don't see leaves changing.
No, this is a definite
feature. It's crazy, right? Seasons are a thing, kind of here.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing I tell my friends back home. They're like, how is it? And I'm like, well, we have this thing called weather. It's new.
It's called seasons.
It's different. Currently you guys don't understand it.
It's raining right now.
It's raining, not just a couple drops back home. Like, this is pouring.
Do you like the rain, though?
I love the rain.
Yeah. What building do you live in? Do you live in Pentafort?
I'm in Pentafort. I'm in Awkward Hall.
Awkward Hall, classic. So you didn't get any of the... water.
No
water.
Not at all. And I wasn't even here when that all happened.
Beautiful. For those of you who don't know, we had a little flood incident, but it's all good now because everything got back to normal. Anyway, thank you so much for being on the radio with us.
Thank you.
This is Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu on Parents Weekend. This is Kate signing off. See you in a few minutes.
Hey, it's Caitlin at radio.dominican.edu, and I'm here with our radio instructor, Stu.
Yay.
And so, Stu, you also, I had you for speech, and what else do you do here?
Well, I teach this semester 3 speech classes and, of course, Penguin Radio, and then we do all of the broadcasting of all the events, so I'm a busy guy.
Yeah. So are you going to broadcast the scrimmage today?
No, we're not going to do the scrimmage today, but we did the basketball tip-off banquet last night. That was really fun. And I guess the guys are scrimmaging today. I don't know why we're not broadcasting that, to tell you the truth. I have to figure out why that didn't make it onto the schedule. There's got to be some conflict. Maybe what we're doing today, maybe that's the reason. Here at Parents Weekend, it's an important thing. Not that the scrimmage isn't, but... I think that's probably why we're not. Yeah, Taylor Deneau in the house. Speaking of basketball players, she's one of the stars on the ladies' team. So this is kind of fun down here. A lot of activity, a lot of parents getting interviewed and students and stuff. Kat, what do you think of radio? And how? I mean, you're really a natural at it, and you've got a cool show which is called.
Oh, the new normal. It's. I guess we only have two shows left, huh?
Two shows. Well, a total of 8 per semester, right. And you're on Tuesday nights, right?
Right. I am on Mondays. Pardon actually. Me. I'm on Mondays at 5 to 6 p.m. So if any of you guys out there listening have a free spot at 5 on Monday morning, you know,
wait
check
minute.
Me out.
A free spot
Monday afternoon. Yeah, Monday afternoon,
not
right?
Monday morning.
not 5 a.m.
So the new normal is on Mondays at 5 p.m. And what do you talk about on your show?
I talk about just things because I myself am part of the as most of the students here at Dominican, we're part of the millennial generation, and I talk about all the things that we think are normal these days. When I say normals, I use air quotes.
Yeah, right.
Because. I mean, if you guys have listened to my show, it's basically about things like we use Snapchat with all the things that have been introduced to society, like social media, Facebook. Earlier, you saw, Stu, you saw.
Today I was introduced to Snapchat, and I love it. I downloaded it.
Did you?
Yeah. You're going to have to give me a lesson on it afterward. But I was pretty surprised.
So Snapchat, like, we use it all the time, just everywhere. So, and on that note, selfies are new too. I had a show about even more serious topics like mental health awareness. I did that last Thursday because I had to do a makeup show. And anything that's this coming week, I'm actually going to do, I haven't thought of a hashtag for it. All my shows are organized so that each show is named after a hashtag. If you don't know what a hashtag is, it's the pound symbol on your phone. And we use hashtags to tag any subject that you're posting about. It was originally introduced by Twitter, and now if you guys don't know what a hashtag is, you're just out of the loop.
Well, I'm afraid that there are a lot of people from my generation, Gen X, who don't hashtag. Now, being around you guys, it helps me a lot to understand things because you guys are constantly talking this language, and as I'm sure I impress a lot of the listeners by earlier when I said that I downloaded Snapchat today, finally. But, you know, I'm forced, being in the college environment, to speak this language and to participate with this whole thing. And actually, listening to your show has helped me quite a bit.
Oh, good. I'm glad, though, because I really do enjoy doing my show and telling you guys about our generation.
Well, and there's an
do.
Educational component to your show, too.
There
That's
is.
The big piece.
There totally is. This week, on this Monday, this coming Monday, I'm going to be talking about interracial relationships and families and people who are actually mixed races, like someone with an Asian mother or a white father, or
which is almost all of us.
Which is totally, that was not the case like probably 30, 40 years ago. So there's a lot of issues that arise, and I myself am dating someone who is white, and I'm actually a Vietnamese girl, like first generation. My parents actually came during the Vietnam War. So there's a lot of things that are involved. Like, there's a lot of problems that arise. There's also a lot of interesting, you learn a lot of new things from. Yeah.
And that's Monday at 5.
Yes, Monday
at
5.
On the new normal.
Yes,
and that's Kat's show.
Yes.
Wait, DJ.
I actually go by DJ Cool Kitten.
You are Cool Kitten.
Yes.
You are cool, and you are Kat, and you are Cool Kitten.
Yes.
All right, well, good. This has been very fun. Why don't you sign us off?
All right, so this has been Kat at penguinradio.dominican.edu.